Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Marcus Center has always been a staple not just downtown, but for the greater Milwaukee community. Outside of being a venue to see a live performance from Broadway to music and entertainment, its outreach and community engagement efforts have reached people of all ages. This mission is in part what drew Kendra Whitlock Ingram to the position of president and CEO of the Marcus Center. She replaced Paul Matthews, who served just over two decades as the leader of the Marcus Center. Ingram is a nationally recognized performing arts leader with more than 20 years' experience in the backstage world of running performing arts organizations, from Nebraska, Maryland, Arizona, Oklahoma, to Michigan. Her appointment was officially announced in December of 2019, and she moved to Milwaukee in March, right before the Marcus Center had to shut down performances due to the coronavirus pandemic. In addition to adjusting to a pandemic, the Marcus Center also has plans for renovations and will no longer host the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. But these are all challenges Ingram says she's ready to work through to make the Marcus Center a place for the community and bring more diverse programming. She joins me now and starts by explaining how her intent to teach music as a career shifted to Performance Center programming.
Once I got into the orchestra management field, I was like, wow, I really am interested, though, in the multidisciplinary work, and started presenting for orchestras. So a lot of orchestras own their own concert hall, kind of like what Milwaukee Symphony is going to be building with their Bradley Symphony Center. And I was the gal for many of those organizations that did all the presenting for the venue. So when the orchestra wasn't playing, bringing in jazz artists and world music and dance and commercial and comedy and all kinds of things. So I was able to dip my toe in that pretty early on and really wanted to shift into a role like the Marcus Center, where I could be working in a multidisciplinary and have present dance and theater and Broadway and all the things that I love in addition to classical music. So yeah, so the rest is history, as they say. I've worked in a number of presenting organizations and this is my, I'm just absolutely thrilled to be at the Marcus Center. It really represents what I love about the field. I think their commitment to diversity and community engagement was also really a draw for me. It's been a big part of my career, both in the orchestra field and in the presenting field. And again, the diversity of the programming that they do and the opportunity to bring in some programming that might be missing the Milwaukee market. So,
right. So working in places like Baltimore, Omaha, Denver, you know, what is it about the city of Milwaukee and the Midwest that drew you to this position? And how do you think Milwaukee's arts community compares to other cities you've worked in?
It's a very vibrant arts community. I will say that first. You know, I came here, I'd never been to Milwaukee until 2016 when the Arts Midwest Conference was here. So in Omaha, you know, in presenting, we have these regional service organizations that serve the presenting field. And Milwaukee falls in the region of Arts Midwest. They hold an annual conference in different Midwestern cities every year. And in 2016, it was here in Milwaukee. And I had never been here before. And, you know, every time the one thing that's great about that conference is you really do get to explore cities that you may not, you know, have reason to visit. And I was shocked at how many venues were like when they had the, you know, they do a lot of showcases, performances at night. So during the day, it's professional development and discussion on topics in the performing arts field. And then at night you go and see performances at the different venues. And I couldn't believe the number of venues that were here. So that experience actually piqued my interest when I was called about this job, because I said, Milwaukee's got it going on with performances. Like, they have a lot of shows there. So, so compared to other cities, I would say it's pretty robust arts community, and certainly performing arts, visual arts. You know, I'm not quite as hip to in those various cities, but I do know, you know, Denver had a pretty robust public art program. So that was, and I was involved with that through my service as a commissioner on the cultural commission for the mayor. But yeah, Milwaukee's got it going on. I think the thing that I see that Marcus Center might be able to fill some gaps in programming is, you know, nationally touring artists in dance and jazz. There's some venues that are presenting those kinds of artists. You know, we have presented jazz at Lincoln Center in the past and some other jazz artists, but I see that as an opportunity. You know, there is a big touring route for major jazz artists in the Midwest, especially coming from Chicago and going to Minneapolis and St. Paul. So I see that as an opportunity. I also, you know, contemporary dance is an opportunity as well that's missing the market, you know, on a regular basis. But there's definitely an appetite here for culture and both performing and visual arts and for diverse programming, which is pretty exciting. I think global music also has a spot here of artists touring from around the world. I know Milwaukee, unfortunately, we're missing all these festivals this summer. But, you know, there's definitely an interest in music from around the world and performing arts from around the world. So I think that's a space we can play as well in, as Milwaukee's, the community's performing arts center.
So, of course, on the note of missing all these festivals and performances, COVID-19 has, of course, disrupted many aspects of our life, but especially the arts community. You know, as people gathering in large audiences is just something that's not safe to do right now. So how has the Marcus Center reacted to the pandemic, and how do you see this period of time? And you came right before it happened. So what has it been like for you?
Ooh, it was, I've been through some stuff in my career. You know, I'll tell you, I was in Phoenix during 9/11, and we were scheduled to have Yo-Yo Ma play on 9/13. And, you know, that at the time seemed like, oh, how could we, perform throughout all of this sadness and then navigating the potential threats. You know, we didn't know who was going to be affected, you know, what the targets were at that time. I've been through the 2008 financial crisis in the Baltimore Symphony, where, you know, we had some layoffs and furloughs and definitely some financial crises for a lot of arts organizations losing their endowment value. But nothing compares, as Sinead O'Connor would say, nothing compares to COVID. So I started on Monday, March 9, and my first meeting was about whether or not we were going to have our Broadway show that was scheduled for the following week. And then by Thursday of that week, I had met with many of the resident companies to talk about, you know, closing the building. Friday of that week, I was attending a performance of Carmen to a very limited audience in our Vogel Hall that the Florentine Opera was presenting, and then live streaming later. And then Saturday was the last performance I saw, which was the Milwaukee Symphony. It was the Milwaukee Symphony staff and me sitting in the hall, in the big Eline Hall, while the orchestra live streamed their performance. So it has affected all of us, both, you know, the Marcus Center and the resident companies, deeply and profoundly. We canceled, as you know, all of our performances for the rest of the 1920 season, including three Broadway shows and a number of presented performances, all of our resident companies. Looking forward, you know, how are we going to reemerge from this? I will say it has given us an opportunity now that we've gotten through the crisis piece, applying for a PPP loan, doing all the things that everyone's been doing. The team and I have really been thinking about how do we want to reemerge and how can we take this time, you know, where we have this kind of unplanned, you know, quote unquote downtime in the facility, to look at ways to reach more people when we come back, or even in this downtime. So, you know, we're looking at a re-envisioned view of our campus master plan and what are some of the projects we may want to prioritize right now that were earlier going to be later in our phases. How do we implement technology like live streaming into the facility, into all the venues to, you know, when we do come back to live performance, be able to broaden that reach. And if we can't come back to an audience, maybe we could be doing performances that could be reaching people, again, during this downtime. So those are the things that we're thinking about right now and actually working on, depending on how long this closure will affect us.
You're also facing a significant challenge in making the Marcus Center even more of its own vision, particularly with the MSO moving to a new venue. And those of us who have been in Milwaukee for such a long time associate the Marcus Center with the Symphony Orchestra. So do you see the MSO moving to their new venue as something to recover from or an opportunity?
I think, first of all, it's a great opportunity for the orchestra. I mean, having worked in the orchestra field, you know, particularly an orchestra the size of Milwaukee Symphony, they need a lot of dates and they need a venue that's specifically tailored to their acoustic needs. And so I think it's a great opportunity for them. I mean, we're certainly sad to see them go. They've been a great resident partner and we hope to actually continue to work with them, you know, where it makes sense from a partnership perspective. But for us, it is an opportunity, like I was, you know, talking about earlier, with how can we, where are the programming gaps, the performing arts programming gaps in Milwaukee, where, you know, the things that would typically tour all the major cities, what's missing in Milwaukee or what's not stopping in Milwaukee on the tour route that we could bring to the table. And now with more availability in the venue, does that open up more opportunity for us? So I definitely see that as an opportunity. You know, the other thing that's, you know, in the midst of all this, you know, the civil unrest and the incredible protests that have been happening here in Milwaukee. And there's just a heart in this city that as someone who's new here, it was just really good to feel that the city is open to bringing in and amplifying the voices of African-American and Latino, people of color, indigenous artists, you know, which is what we do. So I think there's an opportunity for that as well. Again, with, you know, that is something that was a part of our strategic plan before this. And now with more availability in the space, that opens us up to be able to develop new relationships and partnerships, opportunities for commissioning performing artists in our space and around our space. And really build a brand of the Marcus Center that is focused on amplifying artists of color and their voices, particularly artists who are artistic leaders in their field.
So you've touched upon broadening diversity, greater inclusion in programming, a change of programming, filling the gaps. But what's the main thing that you want Wisconsinites to know about you and what you'll do in this role and leading the Marcus Center into the future past COVID-19?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up, right? You know, I think I told the board when I was interviewing for this role that presenting artists who are speaking on social justice topics, highlighting artists of color as part of our programming, particularly my focus has been on Black and Brown artists in the past, you know, developing partnerships with arts organizations that are also featuring these artists. I said, that's really important to me. That's what I've been doing throughout my career, particularly in Denver and Omaha. I would say, you know, we had some really incredible programming there that I would want to bring to this role as well. I said, so if you're not interested in that, I might not be the right person for you. And they were, this board is fantastic. They embraced this and said, this is our goal as well. And that is, you know, the legacy that I would like to leave. You know, following the footsteps of a very strong president and CEO in Paul Matthews. And, you know, he really set us on the course, you know, by diversifying the board and creating a diversity and a community engagement position at the Marcus Center. And I would want my legacy to be that the Marcus Center is really seen as the community's performing arts center with that focus. That would be my goal many, many years in the future to see that, well, certainly in the near future, but I mean, as I'm, you know, looking back at my time at the Marcus Center, that's what I would want people to remember about what I brought to the table. So we're starting right now. We're not waiting. You know, talking about programming coming up, like what are we going to do during this downtime? You know, we do have a lot of programming that we're focusing on for the summer that will be virtual. Our Kids Days in the City, which used to be artists going out into different neighborhoods in the city and doing family programming. We're now doing virtual Kids Days at Home, which will be happening all throughout July. will be having this music and movies series, which is going to be a drive-in on the rooftop of our parking garage, and really talk to the programming and engagement staff about looking at how we can be implementing this vision of amplifying the voices of people of color, artists now, and they're working on that, incorporating that into the programming for the summer. So we're starting right now. We're not even starting. We're continuing work and building on work that's already been done.
Well, Kendra Whitlock Ingram, thank you so much for joining me today. And we look forward not just to what's happening now, but when we're able to enjoy the Marcus Center again.
And thank you all for what you're doing. Lake Effect is one of the first programs I was listening to when I first came here, and I've been really enjoying the station, and appreciate the work that you're doing covering all of us who really need, our voices need to be amplified right now as well. So thank you for what you're doing.
Kendra Whitlock Ingram is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Marcus Performing Arts Center.